Oh, goodness me. Absolutely clattering into the camera there. Fortunately, he's okay. I don't know if the camera is.
The cameraman is okay.
Yes, thanks to Tennis TV there. That was Daniil Medvedev in his semi-final there in Cincinnati today, colliding with a camera en route after that to a loss against fellow Russian Andrei Rublev. But, of course, as we say, good evening to the one and only Mel Blumer to chat all things tennis here on RSN 927. He cops a bad rap sometimes, Medvedev Miwa, but in fairness to him, what on earth was the camera doing there?
Good evening, Scott. Definitely an interesting one, one that we might not have expected because, as you said, Scott, a very interesting and somewhat questionable placement of the camera there. And it is unfortunate that he crashed into it actually quite hard, but luckily both him and the cameraman were okay. But a very unfortunate and a turning point, and it actually maybe cost him the game and definitely impacted his mentality going forward.
Yeah, that incident, as you say, Miwa, could have been the turning point of the match, seemingly. He went on to lose 2-6, 6-3, 6-3. First time he's lost to Rublev, the fellow Russian, and take nothing away from Rublev there. But yes, I think Medvedev might have been a little bit hampered after that. And on top of that, I think he threatened to sue too. But look, glad everyone's okay there. And sometimes he can be a bit crazy on the court, Medvedev. But he probably has a point here. It was a pretty weird positioning of the camera.
It was a very weird positioning of the camera and actually just quite unsafe for everyone involved. So I definitely do think that's something that they need to, you know, take into account moving forward because it isn't safe as the tennis players do move around the court so often. And players like Djokovic and Medvedev use every single ounce of space that they have. So it's not a surprise that he stretched out that far and unfortunate that he did, you know, collide with the camera, but lucky to hear that everyone is okay. But as you said, nothing to take away from Rublev, who was playing very, very well, and so exciting to see him go into the finals, but definitely a turning point and something Medvedev would be, I would say, quite angry about still.
The upshot of it all, though, Rublev and Zarev, the final there in Cincy on the men's side of things. Miwa, of course, Sasha with a topsy-turvy encounter. It was an amazing match there against Tsitsipas. I think Zarev coming from a double breakdown in the third to get the chocolates.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to see Zverev playing so, so well. Bit unfortunate for Tsitsipas. Obviously, another tight game. We've spoken about it before. He's in that top category and that top caliber of players, but just can't seem to make it into those finals very often. So unfortunate to see that for him. But it should be a great finals. And you know, Zverev was saying that he's known Andre since he was about 11 years old and they've been great friends since. So exciting to see two players who have worked so hard and for so many years finally be in a Masters 1000 together.
Of course, you'd probably lean towards Zverev in the final here, despite that close win over Tsitsipas. And yes, I think Zverev probably a little bit above Tsitsipas at this stage, but not much between them. And obviously, it looked like Zverev was a little bit ill in that match and then did recover from that to beat Tsitsipas ultimately in the semi-final. And despite that, would Zverev obviously with a not too long to recover, so Rublev will have a big chance here, but you'd have to lean slightly towards Zverev?
I would be leaning slightly towards Zverev. For sure, it would be Rublev's first final, so obviously a lot going on. But he does have, I guess, that momentum of beating Medvedev. So we'll see what happens, but if I had to lean towards one, I would pick the German.
John, the one only Miwa Blumer here on RSN 927. All things tennis, of course. We'll get to the women's in Cincy very shortly. Some great news for a couple of Aussies there as well, Miwa. But, of course, the news the last couple of days too, probably not too unexpected, but unfortunate all the same, that Rafael Nadal will not just miss the US Open, but the rest of the season with that foot injury.
It is so, so sad to see, Scott, but unfortunately, also not a huge surprise to hear the news from Rafa. He has spoken about this foot injury before, and he noted that this is an injury that he's had since 2005. So something that has been plaguing him for the better part of 16 years now. But he is confident that he will come back, and he said, you know, have a 100% recovery, which we'll have to see to believe. But I think we all hope to see Rafael Nadal back on the courts and playing his best soon.
Good segue, actually, Miwa, because we saw, obviously, Djokovic beat him at the French Open this year, and obviously a lot of talk lately about whether we'll see Federer again and whether he'd win another slam. I think a lot of people, at least now, don't think he will win another Grand Slam. What about Rafa? Can he win another French Open, or is he his Grand Slam winning days behind him?
I guess it'll really depend on how he does recover over this next year. But as much as I want to say, yeah, he'll definitely win another one, I don't have that confidence to be able to say that. But look, we'll see, and we can hope for the best. But, you know, they are getting to that latter end of their career. They are getting a bit older. And, you know, a year off is quite a long time, especially from that upper caliber competition that all these tennis players that we talk about do play. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope he does manage to do it, but it's not something I have a huge amount of confidence in, Scott.
Meanwhile, the Barty party continues. Cincinnati, she's in the final and rolling on in style. And I must admit, she'll be up against an unlikely finalist there in Cincy today.
Super, super unlikely. But as you said, Ash Barty playing incredibly well. She hasn't dropped a set since. And as she was going into Cincinnati, she did mention that, you know, this wasn't where she was most confident. So incredible to see her play so, so well. And she's in good stead ahead of the US Open as well. But as you mentioned, an unlikely candidate, world number 76, who has knocked out the likes of Pliskova and Osaka and Bennick. So, you know, it will be an interesting game indeed, and one that I don't think anyone saw coming.
Yeah, giant killing run so far from Jill Teichman. Any chance it continues against Ash today?
I think Ash is just playing so, so well, and as amazing as Jill has been coming up through this. And, you know, they're actually quite similar in age, and they both have quite a good range in terms of how they play. But Ash will definitely be doing her homework. She's got a great team behind her as well. And I think just her experience at this level is going to push her through.
And, of course, great news in the women's doubles final there, Miwa, with Sami Stosur and Zhang Shuai getting the chocolates. And I think, too, it was the 27th career doubles title for our very own Sami Stosur. Fantastic stuff.
Such great news. And as you said, all round Australian women's tennis is just doing so, so well in Cincinnati. Sam Stosur, as you said, winning the doubles. And it, I think, is the first time since an Aussie has claimed the doubles title since Yvonne Goolagan-Callaway and Margaret Court back in the day in 1972. So a huge feat by Sam, and great to see her be playing so well.
Channel the one only Miwa Bloomer here on RSN 927 Cincinnati. The finals coming up. Cannot wait for that. Medvedev, of course, a surprise outing there in the semis, but obviously had that cameraman incident, and we'll see Rublev taking on Zarev as a result, and in the women's Barty against Teichman there in Cincy. But it's crept up, and speaking of Aussies, we'll see Nick Kyrgios in action in a few days' time. But goodness me, meanwhile, the Laver Cup has crept up, and can't wait for the fourth edition in Boston this time around, where Team World, of course, Kyrgios and co, take on the might of Team Europe, who've never lost the Laver Cup.
They have never lost, and as you said, it started back in 2017. It previously has been played in Prague, Chicago, and Geneva, so exciting to see it be played in the US in Boston this year, and as you said, starting on the 24th of September. But the Laver Cup would be an extremely interesting one. As you said, Kyrgios has played in every single one since, and he absolutely loves it. And is a massive basketball fan as well. He's happy to be playing in Boston. So I'm sure Kyrgios is going to bring everything he's got, and he just absolutely thrives in that team environment where they will be playing both singles and doubles. There is a lot of other great players on the Team World, except, unfortunately, Team Europe is looking almightily strong. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Medvedev comes up after yesterday's events, but they always are that slight bit stronger, it seems. Obviously, no Federer and Nadal this time around, or team even, but they've got Medvedev, Tsitsipas, Zverev, Rublev, Berrettini, and Casper Ruud is absolutely flying as well. So going to be almighty tough to topple. But you never know, there in the US, maybe Opelka and Isner, and as we say, Kyrgios and Schwartzman, Shapovalov and Felix can at least hopefully make it very interesting.
I think it will definitely be very interesting. But as you said, there is no top three. There's no Djokovic, there's no Rafa. So it'll be an interesting one, but I do think the European team is just so strong with the likes of Medvedev, as you said, Rublev's in these finals, Tsitsipas just got out of the semis, Zverev in the finals again, and Berrettini and Rudd have been playing quite well recently, so just such a solid team there.
Of course, I think around the same time too, we're very excited, Miwa, that the Paralympics will get underway.
I am extremely excited for the Paralympics to come. You know how much I love the Olympics, and I'm looking forward to the Paralympics just as much, Scott. A bit unfortunate in Tokyo right now with cases climbing to 5,000 a day in Tokyo. So a bit worrying, and that means that there will most likely be no spectators. So that's a bit of a shame, but you know, the Paralympics, I think in recent years especially, has been gaining momentum, and we just get to watch some of the most incredible athletes in so many different disciplines. So, you know, in tennis, if we're talking tennis, Dylan Alcock will also be there with Heath Davidson and Ben Weeks going into his fifth Paralympics. So extremely exciting stuff, and Australia always does really, really well. And considering that a lot of us are still on lockdown, I'm sure it'll be a great time to watch all our athletes over there in Tokyo.
Should be fantastic. And, of course, just a couple of weeks away now from the US Open at Flushing Meadows, Miwa. So just before we let you go, I'll get your tips for the men's and women's a couple of weeks out. Obviously, Djokovic, the big favourite in the men's, $1.80 at tab.com.au. Medvedev at $5. He might have obviously be interested to see how bad that hand injury is, and he'd be mighty fuming about that because he would have and still would think he's a real shot there. Zverev, I can see why he's come out. Of course, Nadal, obviously, well, Zverev's come in, I should say, to $6.50 there. I was a bit surprised he was around the $10 there. He's got to be a huge show. And Tsitsipas at $11, obviously Nadal out of that market. He was around $11. Probably wouldn't have been a huge factor on the hard courts at Flushing Meadows this time around anyway. But can you see a Medvedev, or probably more so as a Rev, beating Djokovic?
I would like to, but I don't think we will. I think Djokovic has a lot to prove, and there's a lot riding on this, especially since he wasn't able to get that golden Grand Slam moment with the Olympics. So he will be putting his 110% in, and we know that even if he does get a bit aggravated, he plays extremely, extremely well. And with the crowds there as well, he's going to use that to his full advantage. So I do think that we're going to see Novak carrying that trophy at the end of the season at the US Open there.
And the women's there at Flushing Meadows, Miwa, Osaka, the $5 favourite, Barty, $5.50 at tab.com.au. Do you think that's right, or are you a bit worried about Naomi? Probably shorter match fitness, probably contributed a bit to that shock loss against Teichman the other day, and who's obviously backed that form up, though, Teichman the last few days. But are you a bit concerned about Osaka going into the US Open, or do you think she is the one to beat?
I am a bit concerned. I think, you know, as you just mentioned, Jill Tyson knocked her out, but obviously that was a huge shock when it did happen, but then she continued to knock out a lot of the other big names. So not as big of a shock as we might have originally thought with how well Jill is playing at the moment, but Naomi is definitely not on her best game, and the likes of Ash Barty are just so strong, and she's just going to use that momentum going through. So I would actually go the other way around and put Ash Barty up on the top there. Naomi, I think, will still do quite well, but as we've spoken about in recent times, she has struggled a bit in terms of, you know, how she feels towards tennis, and obviously an abundance of other things as well. So hopefully she'll be able to concentrate and be able to play her best, but she's not where I would love her to be at the moment, but that's okay. And she has proved all of us wrong time and time again. So if she does bring out her best game, I 100% she can win. But unfortunately, I think, well, not unfortunately, the Aussie Ash Barty, I think, will be the one carrying that trophy, Scott.
Brilliant stuff as always, Miwa. Bring on the Cincy finals today. Hopefully Barty carrying the trophy there as well, and bring on the Laver Cup and the Paralympics as well. And the US Open of Flushing Meadows will be here before we know it as well. Thanks so much for your time once again. Enjoy the tennis.
Thanks, Scott. So much exciting stuff to look forward to. Chat to you then.